Oh. There's a lot of stuff to remember there. Where to put your fingers, where to put your words, which words to put, right? You guys want to know anything? It is a workshop. It's not mine originally. I will say that I thought I invented it at one time. And, because what happened is I was in a band when I was 13 called Minor Bluegrass. And that name's taken, kids, if you ever. And then we didn't have a mandolin player. Noam Fakelny was in this band too. And so it started out, I was kind of playing, you know, the kind of handling the mandolin roll a little bit, kind of like this, trying to just make a percussive sound. And then I would start kind of bouncing the bow a little. You know, I could kind of go back and forth between playing. That kind of stuff. And so really kind of just started to get a rhythmic aspect going in my playing. And somebody said, hey, that's really cool. And I thought I was onto something, really. And then so they said, you should check out the Turtle Island String Quartet and the stuff that Daryl Anger does. And so I went and checked it out. And here he'd been doing it for like 10 years. And I hadn't come out of my vacuum yet. And so I got together with Daryl at a camp somewhere, I think up in Boston, and you know, he's doing his stuff down by the Frog, so I kind of learned about the technique that he was using. And we both approach it a little bit differently. He holds his bow a little different than I do, and you know, we both listen to different music. And so after I learned doing this stuff, how to kind of do the mechanics of it, I was up at college and I was hanging out with a lot of R&B players and funk musicians, and you know, watching drummers and listening to their grooves, and listening to bass players doing electric slap bass stuff. And I thought, this is cool, this is really cool. And figure out some way to kind of work those things into my playing, because I really enjoyed that. So it's kind of a grab a technique, but then it sort of diverges as you apply it to the music that you like. So it's kind of how it's happened for me. I am glad that he was taking care of that stuff, because it really helped get me into a new place pretty quickly, as far as the rhythm is concerned. Any other questions? Yeah. Berklee College of Music in Boston. Used to hang out at the Cantab quite a bit. Back before the Cantab was cool. And the old brother came in, like, we would go and hang out there and go play some tunes, and there'd be nobody there except for the pickers. And then I left college, and old brother came out, and I went back to visit some friends in Boston. I'll go check the Cantab out on Tuesday night again. And I go down there, and it's just packed with people from like every college there in town. And it was really cool for a little while. I think it's back just to pickers now. So you guys should go check out the Cantab if you're in Boston. Go support it. It's just kind of one of the cool little hole-in-the-wall dive bar in Boston that has bluegrass music on Tuesdays. Anybody else? Anybody? Yes?
Yeah, a few years ago you were here and you played with Mark Shabbs.
Uh-huh.
And you played the Snowflake Reel.
Okay.
Two things. What's the BPM on that about?
If I had a metronome, I could tell you.
Just an estimate?
Well, it depends.
For Mark's sake.
Trying to figure out where we played it at. Somewhere around there or something?
Second question.
Yeah, I will. Okay, was that enough? Yeah. let me see. Where's the second hand here? I bet that's around 120 or so, something like that. If just play it till it's really fast, that's probably where it is. 135. All right, who's got the metronome? Way to go, Tony. See, I was okay. One, you know, I mean, 15 beats is quite a big difference, but not when you're just estimating and you don't have the tools, you know.